This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. David's life is best understood by considering his interactions and relationships with other people. In 2 Samuel 12, Nathan the prophet reappears. He had a tough assignment to confront David the king about his adultery and murder, but he skillfully did his job by using a powerful word picture. David was totally entrapped by the story Nathan told him, not realizing it was about him. He was ready to have the culprit in the story killed without knowing he was condemning himself. Nathan's scorching words, "You are the man," devastated David. As Nathan spelled out God's judgment, David was broken before God and confessed, "I have sinned against the Lord." Two things follow, and it's important to note them. Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this, you have made the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt, the son born to you will die." No matter how terrible our sins might be, God forgives the repentant sinner who confesses his sin. But there are consequences. Their tentacles touch and tragically impact others, even the innocent. David was forgiven, but he had to live with the consequences. Many of them were painful. His son by Bathsheba died. His son Amnon raped Tamar, his niece, and was later murdered by Absalom. One tragic event after another crashed into David's life like waves in a storm-tossed sea, all because of his sin. Never forget sin's deadly power. Avoid sin like the plague. Trust God to deliver you from its allure.